Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
John Brennan there, who was in charge of the CIA when all of this Russia collusion stuff started happening. And I want to know what our guest thinks about this. George Papadopoulos joins us now. He's a former member of the Foreign Policy Advisory Panel for Trump's 2016 campaign. And he's also author of The Deep State Target, How I Got Caught in the Crosshairs of the Plot to Bring Down President Trump. We are learning a little bit more about the origin of that plot. And George, I've been following you on Twitter for quite some time. You've been a guest of the show many times, and I am always looking forward to hear what your opinion is, your reaction is to the current moment in time. Thank you for your time today. We're seeing some of these documents being released, declassified by Ratcliffe. What's your reaction to what the American people have in their fingertips right now?
Oh, and thanks a lot for having me. And it's always a great pleasure to be on your show. And look, I've been on your show a lot of times, and even during the last appearance, before even this news broke on the CIA, I was mentioning to you and your audience that the CIA and all the activities abroad is where the action was and where we should be keeping our focus. I always felt that the media's attention or obsession in many ways on the lovers, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, while it was important, it was focusing on the trees and missing the forest. The forest is exactly what all of these files that have yet to be declassified up until now are all about. The reason that Brennan is so worried about what was going on is because he has just now been thrust into the spotlight, and his activities were pretty much classified. No one knew what was going on. Everybody kept thinking that what Trump and his associates were talking about spying was all a conspiracy theory. But now we have just open articles coming out over the last couple of days, even before the president decided to declassify all these thousands of pages, were that the CIA director was blocking the declassification of all of this material. Who is she protecting? None other than her predecessor, John Brennan, and the entire CIA. And that's exactly what the American people now will finally be able to see, is that the CIA was running the show with foreign governments and feeding dirty information to a willful FBI. This was a coordinated attack on our democratic process.
It's stunning. I mean, you've said this on our show multiple times, and I see you saying it every single day out there, and also with your book, Deep State Target. This would be the biggest scandal in American history. Maybe it is the biggest scandal in American history. What we've seen from what Ratcliffe has declassified right now is the suggestion that the entire Russia collusion story was a fabrication, a fantasy of Hillary Clinton during the campaign to divert attention of the American people away from her scandal, her email scandal. And a lot of people hear Hillary emails and they just gloss over, like, oh, here we go with the Hillary emails again. Is it true, with your firsthand experience in this situation, is it true that the Russia scandal with Donald Trump was a fabrication and an inside job?
Look, absolutely. And all you have to look at, just the public figures who are involved in this scandal, who were helping divert the attention away from Hillary's email problems, were people who were connected to both the CIA, MI6, the Clinton campaign, and on the payroll of the foundation. People like Christopher Steele, Alexander Downer, Stefan Halper, Now we know that Jake Sullivan, who was then her foreign policy advisor on her campaign and is also a current foreign policy advisor to the Biden campaign, was the one who was coordinating in July of 2016 to get this this fake information out about the Russians and the Trump campaign. No one in the Trump campaign had anything to do with the Russians. In fact, when I brought up in the beginning of my time working on the campaign in March, April, and May of possibly having some sort of foreign policy trip to Europe and Russia, the campaign shot that down immediately. This notion that the campaign was working or colluding with the Russians, let alone any other foreign government, came about. It was exactly like you said. It was a manufactured event because the candidate had made public statements that it was in America's national interest to work with Russia at the geopolitical level. I think most of your listeners, including myself, would agree that not having war and conflict with Russia is good for America. That's all the candidate was talking about and why the attention should have been on China. But because the candidate mentioned that in coordination with Hillary's email problems, they tried to conflate these two to mushroom a scandal that was an inside job. It's all coming out now. And people like Jake Sullivan, who are currently on Biden's foreign policy team, are only going to suck in Biden and his campaign even more into Obamagate as more and more of this is coming out.
If Hillary Clinton believed that she could manifest a scandal, pay for and manifest a scandal suggesting that somehow Trump and Russia were in bed together to try to steal the election, was Hillary being so reckless, so confident in her ability to win the election she thought she would get away with it? Or the alternative, it was so necessary to ensure that she would win the election for both her and Barack Obama, who was briefed by this from John Brennan. The handwritten notes of that oral meeting, face-to-face meeting with the president, have now been released as well. Was Hillary Clinton being reckless or desperate to put this scandal together?
I think it was both. I think she was desperate to get the scandal out there because she wanted to deflect from her own problems. And she was involved as well to make sure that if she did lose, which she ended up losing, that there would be a mini crisis that would then metastasize into the special counsel. And we all know what's happened over the last 3 years to our country because of it. The insurance policy that we keep hearing Peter Strzok and Lisa Page talk about, that's what this was all about. And Clinton, we now know for the first time ever, was directly involved. And Obama and the senior White House officials were knowingly involved as well with the Clinton campaign to fabricate this entire disaster. And in my opinion, Annie, this is probably going to affect the election much more so than any other issue out there except the economy. If you focused on the debate between President Trump and Biden, there was one issue that Biden really couldn't shake, and that was Obamagate and what his son was up to with the Russian and Ukrainian oligarchs and taking all this dirty money from them. So I hope the president, now that he has actually declassified these files, he does make sure that the CIA director hands over those files to Durham. Durham is unable to use whatever new evidence he has obtained to either charge or indict people or at least get the real story out. And that the president keeps focusing on this particular issue because it's not a conspiracy theory. What happened in 2016, if it's not rectified, will happen again in 2020 and beyond, and it'll be even worse. So this really is a serious issue, and we need to make sure that it is out there with less than 26 days to go before an election.
We're speaking with George Papadopoulos, author of the book Deep State Target, How I Got Caught in the Crosshairs of the Plot to Bring Down President Trump. Now, I'm going to give you a question that a lot of people will say after I get done interviewing you, and I want to give you an opportunity to respond to those people directly. People who want to discredit you and talk about you being thrown in jail for lying about the Trump campaign's contact with Russians. What is your response to those people, and why should people take your word about what you're discussing right now?
Well, there are a lot of political persecutions in this case, and I was just one of them. I wasn't the only one. And we see what's happening with three-star general Michael Flynn for the last 2.5 years. And my heart goes out to him and his family because I think he's suffering a lot more than I ever did. And I ended up going in for 10 days. Look, when the entire federal government has zeroed in on you, meaning myself, mm-hmm. and have painted an individual as a patsy, to undo an entire presidential election and then revert to a coup attempt on the sitting president, there's really no chance you could get out of that unless you want to end up bankrupt and go through the litigation process that will last years and years, like General Flynn has done. In my case, I had two opportunities. One, go through the arduous, expensive process and never get my story out, and then have this all go under the dustbin of history and have no impact whatsoever on the 2020 election and on American history, or lose the battle to win the war. And that's exactly what I ended up doing. I saw that I was set up. I saw that they had nothing. But by getting my story out there and talking to reporters and going on TV, like I did, and my then girlfriend and now wife was doing the same thing, knowing that I was set up and they couldn't do anything to me, it really started to change the narrative from collusion to Spygate. And that all happened when we started learning more and more about people like Stefan Halper, who Joseph Mifsud and his people really were. And that could not have happened if I was in the process of litigation or fighting this or had a gag order the way General Flynn does. So while, of course, I applaud General Flynn for fighting back and doing what he's doing, the result of what's happened to him is millions of dollars in legal fees and some sort of gag order that he has not been able to get off him and fight and go on offense when we desperately needed him now 25 days before the election. So that's what I would say to anybody who would be on the fence about what I'm saying, and also just to look at all the declassified files that are corroborating every single statement I've ever made. And look, this isn't the first time that the U.S. government has worked to set up political opponents. This isn't the first time the FBI has been mirrored in a scandal, and it's probably not going to be the last, but I hope that the president holds these people accountable so that they do learn a lesson to ensure that this does not happen again, because we should not be interfering in our elections. If you want to beat your political opponents, don't weaponize the intel agencies against them. Beat them the old-fashioned way, and that's at the ballot box.
George Papadopoulos, thank you so much. Please stay close by. We are going to continue to have you on, because I think that with each passing day, this is going to get more and more up front and center. And your firsthand experience is so valuable to our listeners. Thank you so much for the time today. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you so much, Oscar. Thank you for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.